Does anyone copy this station?
K4OIM, Walton Inman. You got full signal, full quieting.
Thank you, Walt. Do I sound good enough to run the net tonight?
That's a roger. You sounded good, Karen.
I sure appreciate you coming back to me, and hope we'll have a good net tonight. Hope you've been getting along okay.
I ain't been having to wear that neck brace as much, but this cold, rainy weather, boy, it bothers that old broke neck.
With arthritis, when it's cold and or rainy, it can bother them. It can cause pain.
Jim told me the other week when he took me off all my pain medication, he said, look at it this way. You will be a walking barometer for the rest of your life.
Kind of stuff to rub on your neck when it gets to hurting.
When I was going through physical therapy, they put some of this called BioFreeze on it. It's expensive, but I'm getting mine now through the VA. I don't have to pay anything for it. I was having to pay, I believe it was $37 for a tube of it, but I finally got the VA to pay for it, so it's not that bad. The only problem is I can't reach back there to rub it on really good because the stroke left my left hand kind of messed up. I thought about getting me one of those little sponges that you buy in a Dollar General to paint with, to do trim work. Get me one of those to put the cream on, and then I could reach back there.
When the physical therapy, you might can ask some of your therapists there what to do about that. They might be able to tell you what to do, tell you where to get something to make it easier to rub the cream off.
With my daughter, and she leaves about 5:30 in the morning going to work. She don't get back till about 7 o'clock. And I've got this little 30-foot camper out here behind her trailer that I kind of stay in because I'm at a high risk of falling. And if I'm in here fooling with the radio, I can't fall for her.
I need to get some of the clutter out of my house. It's so cluttered, it's kind of a falling danger for me. In fact, I fell a couple of months ago or so in my laundry room and hurt my knees. And it's just now getting to where it's not hurting so bad.
No, isn't it?
I'm not that old, but seems like I'm getting old before my time in some ways.
22 next month, and I never had a broke bone in my body, and I'm hardly ever sick. But I guess you can tell by my voice, I'm like Robert. I'm fighting that flu bug.
I get over it. I hope it doesn't have any complications.
My flu shot, my pneumonia shot, and my doctor told me the other day, he said, Walt, just think how bad it would. You think you feel bad. Just think about how bad you would be feeling if you hadn't had that flu shot. But this is the first time I've been sick other than the broke neck in, I've had 15 years.
Hopefully you'll get over it pretty quick if you take your medicine and everything, and maybe try to stay away from other people that are sneezing and sniffling. I've been sneezing some, and my cat has too, but I don't think I've got a cold or the flu. I think it's just the dust in the house.
Away from the Greenwood Ham Fest last Saturday, that's the first time I've missed it in 15 years. I didn't even go to the Greer Club meeting last night because I didn't want to go up there and spread what I've got around.
Inconsiderate of others. I wish more people were considerate like that. They said on TV last night that something like 90% of people go to work when they're sick or have gone to work when they're sick. And, you know, money is tight, I understand, but it's better to be considerate of other people. Well, I'm going to let you go, Walt, and hope you get over that flu or whatever you've got, and hope your neck gets to feeling better. WD4CYM, clear.
Sydney 3, Garrett, I'll check in with the net here just a little bit. K4YM, clear.
UCQ. Register to meet the net. Your net control is tonight. WD4CYM. My name is Karen, and my location is Tryon in Columbus, North Carolina. I live near Columbus. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. through the W4NYK repeater, and is also available via EchoLink node 545072. In the event of an emergency, this net may be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet above sea level. The repeater is owned and ownership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are welcome and invited to check in. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net thanks the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society for allowing us to host our net on their repeater. To formal or emergency traffic for the net. If so, please call WD4CYM. Announcements or bulletins for the net. If so, please call WD4CYM. Unheard. I figured Robert would have an announcement or two, but maybe not tonight. We will now start with the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. You are requested to check in when your alphabetical group is called. When you check in, give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG2 portion. But before we do alphabetical part of it, we're going to have EchoLink. Anyone on EchoLink, call WD4CYM.
WD4CYM. WD4CYM, this is Whiskey November 4, Victor, WN4V in Bradenton, Florida. I'm negative and negative, and good evening, Karen, WN4V.
V, John, down in Bradenton, Florida. It's always so nice to hear you, and hope the weather and everything is all right down there. We're having a rainy spell up here in the Carolinas, sort of a monsoon. I don't know if you are down there or not, but thanks for checking in. Anyone else on EchoLink, call WD4CYM.
Net control.
Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle in Piedmont, South Carolina. Be negative and negative listening just for a bit. 72 to y'all. Thanks.
WD4CYM, please check in and out. Kilo Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform, KK4, FTU, Richard, Flabtown.
WD4CYM, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango Sierra, Jim, in Marietta, Georgia. Be negative and negative.
Net control, please check in November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar. N4AHO, this is Doug, normally in Walhalla, currently in South Venice, Florida. No traffic, no round table, 73 to the net.
Great group of EchoLink check-inners. We've got KM4MOK, Michelle. It's always good to hear you, Michelle. KK4FTU, Richard in Slabtown. This is the first time I've ever heard you check in on EchoLink, I think. KW4TS, always in a different place. You're in Marietta, Georgia tonight. And N4AHO, Doug, hope you're enjoying the weather and everything down there in South Venice, Florida. Anyone else on Echo Link, call WD4CYM. I'll start with the regular alphabetical call now for Tuesday night. It's India through Lima. Anyone in the I through L group, call WD4CYM.
WD4CYM. Taking it out, Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India Alpha. Good evening to you and all of the net, 73.
Ma'am, please check in, Whiskey 4. India Oscar Echo, W4IOE. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thank you for calling the net, Karen. Good evening to you and everyone on the net. No traffic, no comment.
Karen, please check in Kilo Echo 4, Juliet Romeo Kilo. This is John. I'll be negative and negative tonight. I'm out mobiling around. Just left the area.
D4CYM. Great to hear you calling the net tonight. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 73.
With Dennis and Gaffney, KG4JIA. Thanks for checking in with us, Dennis. W4IOE, Sid, up in Fletcher. KE4JRK, John, on the mobile. He's normally in Paris Mountains. Be safe on that mobile, John. KK4JBQ, Larry, and KC4MFK, Donna, down in Greer. Anyone else, I through L, call WD4CYM. On to the next category, M through P, Mike through Papa, call WD4CYM.
First, CYM. Please check in, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rig. We're both in deeper, both be negative and negative.
WD4CYM. Please check in. Whiskey, Golf 4, Mike, Charlie. WG4MC, this is Matt, Mobile in Greenville. On my way home from the Aries meeting, be negative and negative. 73 to you and everyone on the net.
WD4CYM. Again, K4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, ma'am.
4CYM. Check here, Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walton Inman, I'll be negative, negative.
Group, another good group. We start with KK4ONO, Lorena, and KK4DMW, Rick. I hope y'all weren't affected by that tornado or whatever it was that went through Piedmont. I saw it on the news. WG4MC, Matt coming back from the Aries meeting. K4OSH, Pat. And K4OIM, Walt. Walt, I hope that broken neck continues to heal and you're soon out of pain and everything. Are there any other M through P check-ins? Call WD4CYM. X through Tango, Q through T, call WD4CYM.
I am. Check in, Whiskey Radio 8, Radio Whiskey, WR8RW, Robert. Mobile tonight in Greenville, no traffic, no rag chew. I will be here for your net report. Please call me, I'll grab it on the run. AIM, please check in and out. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John and Inman.
WD4CYM, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Sierra, Mike, Oscar. KN4SMO, Scott Greenville, be negative and negative. Thank you.
4CYM, this is Kilo Echo 6, Tango Charlie Golf, Perry and Taylors.
Got WR8RW, Robert. Nice to hear you tonight. KN4RJN. KN4SMO, Scott in Greenville, and KE6T?G. Could you give me your call one more time?
That's Tango Charlie Golf.
KE6TCG. We appreciate you checking in. Anyone else? Q through T, call WD4CYM.
CYM. In Whiskey, November 4, Sierra, Chris in Greenville, I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
For S, Chris in Greenville, we thank you for checking in. Okay, let's go to stations United through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu, call WD4CYM.
WD4CYM. In Kilo 4, Victor, Kilo November, K4VKN, my name is Alan, and we're in Piedmont, and negative to negative.
WD4CYM. Hold, Zulu, Lowdale, Foxtrot, Kilo, Charlie, 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 just check me in and out tonight, sir.
WD4CYM. KG4WRQ, Kilo Golf 4, Romeo, Quebec, Tom, in Piedmont Metropolis, located next to the Hurricane Creek Swamp. No traffic and no roundtable.
WD4CYM. Please check in Whiskey 1, Romeo, Alpha Romeo, Rich, and Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative. Have a good night, all.
This is K4VKN, I think your name's Alan. KE4CHF, Keith, here in the Columbus area. KG4WRQ, and W1RAR. Thank you all for checking in. Now, we're going to the A through D, Alpha through Delta category, called WD4CYM.
WD4CYM. Please check in, Kilo 4, Alpha November, KGN,
Alpha Delta,
negative.
Diane, please check in, November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
WD4CYM. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet, Whiskey. W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4CYM. Karen, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my sweet little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. We'll just be in and out tonight, Karen. Good evening to you and all on the net.
We'll start with Alex. Alex, I missed one of the letters in your call. I got K4AN. Could you fill that in for me?
QSL Bravo, Kilo 4, Bravo, Alpha November.
We also have N4DJC, Dave and Greer, W4DJW. No, wait a minute, N4DJC, I can't remember your name, but we've got W4DJW, I believe that's Dave and Greer. KI4DOS, Gary, and K3JOY, Joy, down in Easley. Thanks for checking in with us. Anyone else, A through D, call WD4CYM. A through Hotel, E through H, call WD4CYM.
WD4CYM, good evening, Karen. Please check in Whiskey 4 Foxtrot, Charlie Mike, Fred, and Traveler's Rest. And my wife, Isla, November 4 at India, Echo, India, we are negative, negative, TR. Thank you, Karen.
CM, Fred, and N4IEI, Isla, down there in Traveler's Rest. It's nice to hear you tonight. Anyone else, E3H, call WD4CYN.
In Wendy in Simpsonville, KN4HTP, Kilo, November, 4, Hotel, Tango, Papa, and I'll be negative and negative. Please also check in my husband, Mark, W2MJB, Whiskey, 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, and he'll be negative and negative also.
Four Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's negative and negative. I think I'm in the right check-in group. Over.
W4FHJ. Gene, good to hear you. Also, KN4HTP, Wendy. W2MJB, Mark. Thank y'all for checking in. Anyone else, E3H, call WD4CYM. We're all the way through the alphabet now. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, call WD4CYM.
CYM. Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James, up here on the mountain, Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative now, and 73s for each one of you.
4CYM. Please check in Kilo 4, Kilo Alpha Echo, K4KAE. This is Alice in Taylor. I'll be negative and negative, 73 to everyone.
Good check-in, KK4JFO, James in Tuxedo. I hope you're warming up on that mountain and staying dry. And Alice, K4KAE, thanks to both of you for checking in. Anyone else all the way through the alphabet, call WD4CYM. WD4CYM, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks to all stations that have checked in. All stations wishing to secure it may do so. And we're going to go ahead with the rag tube portion of the net. KK4FTU, Richard down at Slabtown, did you want to make any comments? KG4JIA, did you want to make any comments? JRK, did you want to make any comments? Or RJN, Robert, Japan, November, did you want to make any comments? After Mr. Thor for getting everybody's tongue tonight, KF6TCG, did you want to make comments?
B4CYM, KF6TCG, nothing to say yet.
Good to have you check in tonight. Hope you'll continue to check in on our net. We have it every night at 9 o'clock. Okay. How about K4BAN, Alex? Did you have any comments? Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet? Call WD4CYM. Go ahead and start counting up the check-ins and get my net report together. If anybody else wants to check in, feel free, go ahead. And if anybody wants to have a chat with somebody, go ahead. This is WD4CYM.
4CYN, this is KG4WRQ. I'll just throw out something humorous here. I have three dogs, a humongous dog, a medium-sized dog, and a small dog. And we have a pet gate that they got all go in and out. We also have a cat that is best friends with them. They love on each other and everything. Well, the three dogs, when they hear a siren coming down the road, they all run out and start howling. And today I noticed when that happened, the cat ran out with them. And I'm thinking, if the cat could talk, he'd probably be saying, I don't know what the emergency is, but these guys are going to need my help. Over.
Itching what that's like. Those sirens might be hurting those dogs' ears. That's probably it. Usually when dogs howl like that when they hear a noise, it's because it's hurting their ears. I don't have any dogs, but I have a cat. That's the only pet I have. His name is Thor. And he didn't follow me to the radio room tonight. He must still be in the living room or something. But good to hear from you.
And that cat will wrestle with the small dog a lot, and they just have a big, fun time doing it. Well, that's all. KG4WRQ out.
My mother-in-law had a dog and a cat. It was kind of a medium-sized dog. It and the cat got along real well. They'd have wrestling matches in the living room floor while my husband and I would be visiting my mother-in-law. And my husband didn't like it because the pets were in the house, but I keep my cat in the house all the time at night. I don't let him wander around at night because there's too many animals around here that might zap him. Okay, good to talk to you, WD4CYM, clear.
I'm WRERW.
WWD4CYM, are you still on the mobile?
Agree with pencil and paper in hand.
I'll get you your net report in just a minute. WD4CYM.
Part 8 or
W. WD4CYM. If it's not too late, please check in. AJ4. Alpha Juliet 4, Papa Uniform David, and please check in KJ 4 HDK Kilo Juliet 4 Hotel Delta Kilo. My wife, Margaret, we are in Greenwood, negative and negative. Good evening to you, Karen, all on the net, and we love our cat, too.
I'm a cat-love-o-maniac. I'm a cat fanatic. In fact, I'm thinking about getting my call changed to something with C-A-T on the end. Okay, AJ4PU and KJ4HDK in Greenwood. Y'all sound great tonight. Do you want to make any comments?
Okay, Ren, we just did about the cat. We could talk about our cat all night, so we won't do that. Not tonight, no way over.
Yeah, I know how you feel. I just have one cat. His name's Thor.
Mine is Boo Boo. Her name is Becky, but we call her Boo Boo. And she rules the roost over.
It does too when he's in the house. He's kind of the boss.
Well, ours goes out. She's out then all day long. But we've had her for about 12 years now, and she was about a year old when she adopted us, and she's never spent the night outside, so we agree with you. She does not go outside at night time, or she does not stay out anyway, and she actually does thinks that she owns the inside of this house.
Idea to get her in at night. I do not allow Thor to pull all-nighters outside. I get him in because I've heard that there's coyotes around here, and a coyote will eat a cat. It'll not just kill it, but eat it. And I have a cousin-in-law that says that coyotes probably got two of her cats. But anyway, appreciate you telling me about Becky, or Boo Boo as she called her, and hope she continues to stay safe. I'll let you go, WD4CYM. WR8RW, WD4CYM, are you ready to take my net report?
WR8RW ready, ma'am.
My routine 1-14, and it goes as formals, as follows. Formals 1, announcement 0, check-ins 39, it's informals 0, formals 1, informals 0, check-ins 39. And announcement 0.
WR8RW, message 1-14 in the log for January 14th, 2020. 39 check-ins, 1 formal, no informals or announcements. Thanks very much, Karen. Tomorrow night, Mr. Gary, KI4DOS, will be on the net, and will be bringing us the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. So come by to see Gary and find yourself a deal. WR8RW.
WD4CYM, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for checking in, we will now return the repeater back to its standard broadcast mode, 73, and good night. Gary, KI4DOS, like Robert said, will be running the net tomorrow night. Hope you can all check in with him, give him a lot of writer's cramp. And this is WD4CYM. Good night.
WD4CYM, KM4UBG. Can we make it 40 check-ins? If we can. Big Kevin, Fountain Inn.
Call again.
KN4UBG in Fountain Inn, Big Kevin. Can we make that 40 check-ins tonight?
KN4UBG, let me call Robert and see if he can amend the count. WR8RW, are you still listening? I'm hearing, but I'll go ahead and amend the count to 40. Thank you so much for checking in with us, and hope you well again sometime.
I just got off to a late start. I've been sitting here studying the general class, and usually I check in around about this time. I didn't know the net was fixing to be over this early. But we got to get some people woke up out there and get them back on here. Well, we'll say 73 to you. You have a good one. KN4UBG. I'll be clear.
Kevin, like I said, I hope you continue to, or I should have said, I hope you continue to check in with us. We'd love to have you. I think you're in Fountain Inn. And you have a good evening, WD4CYM. Clear.
For GNB, this is KG4WRQ.
The station calling out there. Was you calling for KN4UBG? Or was you calling for the net control?
Was it UGB? Over.
Kilo, November 4, uniform, Bravo Golf. Name's Kevin.
This is KG4WRQ. And I heard you were studying for your general, and that's fine business. I found, if you studied it, it was not much harder than the technician license, over.
Yeah, it ain't too much harder. It's got a little bit of electrical in it, but it's not really bad. I went down Greenwood this past Saturday and took it down there. I only got to study about maybe 2 days, something like that. And got 19 of them right, 16 of them wrong. I didn't study the complete whole test because I started like a week before, and the first test I started studying was out of date. So about 2 days into that test, I had to get back out of bed and find another one after I'd done, pulled up everything and started studying it. So I found another one, and that's what I've been studying now. So hopefully I got KI4DOS to check it the other day, and he said it was a pretty correct website. So hopefully I'll pass it this coming Saturday.
I studied for 6 months with the general, and I studied for over a year for the extra. Now, that extra test, it was something else. When I had finished taking it, I had sweated so much. There was sweat on my shirt running all the way down to my belt on both sides, over.
Well, Roger, that's kind of the way I was the night I took the technician class. I was sweating so bad it wasn't funny. I mean, my hands was sweating, and I was, you know, getting the paper kind of damp in places, and my feet started sweating, and I don't know, I was nervous. I'm talking about nervous. And I don't know, after I took the test and calmed down, you know, I quit sweating, and, you know, my feet quit sweating, which was kind of funny, you know, and just, I ain't never had that to happen, you know, even out of some of the tests and stuff I took in school, but it's just that one. But it was weird, I hope I don't do it again on this one, because I'll actually hopefully be able to sit down and study the whole test between now and Saturday.
I was laughing about your sweat. I can identify with that. Yeah, you know, with general, you get, what, 80 or 85% of all the allocation privileges. There's really no real need to go on to extra. For me, it was just something I wanted to accomplish, kind of a bucket list item, over.
Well, there's some of the people like hanging out into that portion of the extra portion, you know, where a lot of people can't get. It's just a journey to get to that one sooner or later, but I'm like you. It'll probably take me a year or so, because, I mean, I'll be pretty busy when I get, you know, the general class and be able to use what I've got put up so far. And, which by the time I get my tower and stuff put up, I don't know, by the time I get that done, get everything put on it and get it lined up, it'll probably be about time for me to take the general class. I figure, you know, it'll be sometime about summertime or maybe, you know, late fall or something by the time I take the general class, or the, not general, but extra. But I won't accomplish that one, too. It'd be a good thing once you get done.
Get your general and you get your antenna and everything up. You ought to try logging into the South Carolina Single Sideband Net, which I think is the longest running net in the country. And it's at 3.915 megahertz. And that's real interesting, and you get to hear people from far away in our geographic area. And I really like it. I've got to get my HF antenna back up, and I'm going to try to get that done Thursday through Sunday and get back on there. So I guess I've been to you here long enough. So I'll say 73, and I'll let you end it.
KG4WIQ. I think you said KG4WIQ. Correct me if I'm wrong, but that's what I got to do. This windstorm we had come through, had about 50, 60 mile an hour winds over at my house. I live in a hole, and I got a set of Moonraker 4, 11 meter set of beams back there that I use for 10 meters. Because it gives me my vertical and my horizontal, and all in the same antenna. And plus, you know, it's four elements, so I get that much gain out of it. So it multiplies too, you know, on the output side. But neither to say, but the wind cleared my rotor off about even with the top of the rotor. It broke the beam and all off, pitched it off on top of my boat shed back there. So it didn't really break anything. It just bent some of the elements. You know, it kind of bent them like you do your finger a little bit. So I'm hoping to be able to take a torch and straighten them back out pretty easy. And I just spent about $130 about 6 months ago rebuilding that antenna. So hopefully it don't tear nothing else up until I get back ready to get it down this weekend, hopefully, if we don't have another storm come through, which is sitting in a bush. So I don't think it's going to bother it. But I'll get it up and hopefully stand it back up on its end up against something so it don't tear it up. But, well, I wish you luck on getting your antenna back up, and I'll say 73, Steve. And you have a good one out that way. And we'll holler at you another time. JN Trees, and I'll be clear.
Blue Tango, Bubba.
Say again. I didn't copy that one. No, I still didn't copy. I'm on echo. Just a second to swap back over.
So station break in. Anyway, KG4WRQ.
UTT broke in, and I'm on my way home. And I just heard you guys talking. Thought I'd see if the net was still on, but it's obviously over with. So I'm on my way back home. Good evening.
That was WN2, and what was the rest? Over.
Whiskey United 2 Tango, WU2T.
What are you doing this evening?
For you, I'll say a few words to you there. I'm fixing to hop out and get back into my study in there. I'm on Echo Link. I'll give you a second for it to swap back over.
It's on Echo Link. Yeah, I got you there. And I just had a two and a half hour rehearsal singing. Our barbershop chorus is getting ready to do singing Valentines in February, delivering lots of singing Valentines to wives and sweethearts and all around, and then doing a couple of shows in June and a competition in March. So got a lot of things coming up in the next 6 months, and we got a lot of songs to polish down and get them ready to get on the stage with them. So that's what I've been doing tonight. It's our regular rehearsal night every Tuesday.
Because a late developer in puberty, and my voice didn't change for a long time. And I was in chorus in high school for a couple of years. So the chorus teacher put me in the alto section. And I was the only boy in the alto section. But that suited me just fine, because back then all the girls were wearing those mini skirts. Over.
Time again.
Go ahead. See if I got it.
If I didn't put you there, I'm going to say the top of the evening to you, where I can get back into my study in here. And we'll holler at you later. WU2T. Well, you have a good one, Rusty. 73s, KN4, UBG. I'll be clear.
Catch you later. You have a good one. Study hard. Pass the exam. Get ready to take it. I guess you're maybe taking it this weekend or something. I know it's exam weekend. So anyway, and that idea of singing with all the gals when you're that young, yeah, that got it. But you know, I never sang back in high school in chorus or anything like that. And I now sing in barbershop chorus, and I sing the lead part in there, which is the melody in most cases. And then I sing in the church choir on like tomorrow night's church choir rehearsals. I sing bass there. So, you know, it's versatile. And if you still like to sing, we'd love to have you come out and join us some Tuesday night.
I'll consider that. It's Rusty, you've been around for a long time. I've been inactive for 3 or 4 years, but I used to talk to you, over.
Oh, yeah, the voice, I recognized the voice. The call just I couldn't come up with a name. That's on the thing about it. So, and I'm tired tonight, too. And you stand on your feet and sing for 2.5 hours, you get tired after a while.
Yeah, I remember that. And they taught us to put your weight on one foot, and when that foot got tired, put the weight on the other foot. Over.
The barbershop, you're taught to stand with your feet about shoulder width apart, with your weight evenly balanced, and you're leaning forward on your so you're not standing back on your heels, so that you look like you're singing out to the people and performing for them. So that's what we do. And all. But what's the name to go with that call? I'm trying to remember your name now.
In Piedmont, KG4WRQ.
Yeah, I remember the call, KG4WRQ. I just wouldn't remember the name. But yeah, you ought to come out some Tuesday night when we're rehearsing up here in Duncan and come join us. We've got some new folks coming in. We had 3 new folks come last week. One of them made it back tonight. The other 2 had other obligations. But, you know, we'd love to have some new folks. We're trying to build the chorus back, and
get things going, and we're going to be doing show. We're going to be doing a show in two shows in June. One the 6th of June, which will be over here in Spartanburg on D-Day, and then on the 13th of June, we're going to do a show over at Center Stage over there in Greenville. And in March, we go to competition up in Charlotte, the third weekend in March. And also, we're going to be doing singing Valentine's 13th and 14th of February. And we're all the time looking for new singers and people that, you know, are interested in singing. And we teach the barbershop style to people. It's a little bit different than singing in church choir or other things like that. And that's what I picked up my singing before I went. Before I ever got in church choir, I sang barbershop for, I've been doing this for 16 years now. Not 16 continuous. I did it for 10. I was out for 10 because my wife was sick, and then I've been back at it for 6 years. So I've been 16 years as a barbershopper, but I've been working with it for 30 years, just about, it feels like.
Yeah, one time I went to my hometown church, Charles Rest Methodist, and they had a barbershop quartet, and it just sounded beautiful. And I knew a couple of the guys that were in it. But, you know, my voice right now is shot. But my sister, who has a master's in music education, she said it doesn't matter, even if you get older, she said all you got to do is practice, and that voice will come back around, over.
Oh, yeah, and you would probably be a baritone. You sound like you'd be a baritone in barbershop, which is above the basses and below the leads and the tenors. And if you're like me, I can't sing tenor because my shorts are never that tight. I couldn't wear shorts that tight. And baritone, I can hear it, but I can't sing it. I don't know why. I can tell when the baritone part is not there, but for me to try to sing baritone has never worked out. But I've sang both lead and bass in the barbershop chorus, and I'm singing lead right now, but due to all the chemo treatments I had back in 2015 for my cancer treatment, where the port was up on my upper right chest, and the line that went from the port into my went up into that artery that goes up in the side of your neck, and so that's right behind your vocal cords. So that's what's affecting mine. That's why I'm losing some of my lead voice. But you can come out, just come out one Tuesday night and sit in. You may find you like it and that you do pretty darn good. You know, that's why we have choruses and along with quartets.
Question again?
Got a pencil?
Yes, I do.
All right, write down this website, and then you can get all the information you need, because it's all on my website there. It's Palmetto, P-A-L-M-E-T-T-O, Statesman, S-T-A-T-E-S-M-E-N, all one word, .com.
And nothing else, yeah, I'd like to come out and see you guys practice. And speaking of cancer, are you in remission?
I have been 4 years now clear, and all. I had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and the only thing that ticks me off about it is, of course, I can't get blood anymore, because anytime you've had cancer in your lymph nodes, they don't do it. I had renal cancer, too. I had a little spot in my right kidney, but that was treated and all, but I've been clear for 4 years, so they did in 15 weeks, I did six very heavy treatments, about 7 hours each time, doing chemo. Never had to take radiation, thankfully.
Well, my sister, who's 4 years older than me, and my old-time motorcycle buddy both have cancer, and they both got to stage four, and my sister, she went through chemo and surgery, and they told her that she was now in remission, but it would eventually return. And it's a similar thing with my motorcycle buddy, and he's not quite in remission, but he's close to it. And praise the Lord for that, over.
Yeah, well, it depends upon what kind of cancer you have and everything else, too. Now, like I said, I had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and mine was considered stage 3. But the only reason it was considered stage 3 is because I had one little nodule, one little lymph node up underneath my left arm that was affected by it. All the rest of mine was below the diaphragm, and if it had all been below the diaphragm, I'd have been considered stage two. But because that one spot up underneath my left arm, it was considered stage three. But, you know, I have no, other than my voice getting beat problems, and gosh, it's gotten foggy out here. And other than that, you know, and I'm still singing. I'm not going to give up my singing. And you'd be surprised. You come on out with us one Tuesday night. We start at 7 o'clock. And the directions on where we rehearse and everything and all how to get there and everything. And it's just, you know, you come up 85, you get off at the Duncan exit, and then it's a straight shot down into Duncan to where we rehearse down in downtown Duncan. So all the information is on the website. And if you got any questions, my phone number's on there as a contact, and you can give me a call sometime.
It take me long to get there because I live just a mile off I-85 here at exit 35, the Piedmont exit. Over.
Oh, I know where the Piedmont exit is because I've been down there before to Don, KG4PFI lives down there at Piedmont, and I went down to his house one time. In fact, I went down there one time and bought a power supply from him and got rear-ended on my way back in a wreck that caused my L1 vertebrae to get a compression fracture from a wreck from some idiot who said he didn't see me. Driving a big white van, big red taillights on each side of the rear, and this guy didn't see me after I passed him a half mile before we got to the traffic light. Oh, well, you know, it is what it is. But anyway, like I said, it takes me, I can go from my house to our rehearsal site if traffic's moving, and I can be there in about 22 minutes and all, because I just go from my house out and hit 290 and take 290 straight into Duncan.
Don, if it's the guy I'm thinking about, he was my very first contact. He was a net control operator, and I was just a brand new technician. And I heard him check in recently. Over.
Yep, he and I were conversing last night on the radio. I was talking with him yesterday on it. So, anyway, well, I pulled into the yard. I need to get out and check something here before I pull down to the house. Good to talk to you. Look us up. Come on out and join us some Tuesday night. I think you'd enjoy yourself, and you'd be surprised how quick you could learn it. And learning the music and everything, we hand out music. We also hand out CDs with learning tracks on them for each part, so you don't have to try to figure out what it all is. At rehearsal, you can listen to the learning tracks and everything else. So, a lot's going on with our chorus. We got a lot of things doing. We'll be singing in downtown Greenville in May for an event they have downtown. So, we do a lot of that and a lot of different things going on. Anyway, look us up there, read about it, give me a holler if you want to talk. I'm always available with the phone number, so we'll catch you later. You have a good one, and we'll talk to you later. 73W2T.
Good talking to you. KG4WRQ out.